Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today. Hosea chapter 1, verse 10. Yet the Israelites will be like the sand on the seashore, which cannot be measured or counted. In the place where it was said to them, "You are not my people," they will be called children of the living God. God goes to great lengths, doesn't he, to demonstrate his amazing love. He gave the prophet Hosea an unenviable assignment in order to demonstrate his love for Israel. Even though they were acting like an unfaithful wife, God had Hosea marry one, an unfaithful wife. God told Hosea, "Go marry a promiscuous woman and have children with her, for like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness with the Lord." So he married a woman named Gomer. Then after her adultery, Hosea was directed to take her back. God said, "Love her as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods." God wanted Hosea to experience the message and the Israelites to see unconditional love firsthand. That's really what the book of Hosea is about, unconditional love. Even though the Israelites abandoned God, he did not abandon them. Even though they strayed, he restored and blessed them. Even though they did not act like it, he assured them that they will be called children of the living God. Because of Jesus, God loves his children with the same unconditional love today. And even when we wander, he will not leave us. Father, thank you for your amazing love. Thank you for never leaving me, even when I choose to leave you. In Jesus' name,